أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents and commentaries of chapter Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the 32nd and 33rd verses of this chapter. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back with our discussion.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أسلك يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم إليك جناحك من الرهب فذلك برهانان من ربك إلى فرعون وملئه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين.
Insert your hand into the opening of your garment. It will come out white, without disease. And draw in your arm close to you as prevention from fear. For those are two proofs from your Lord to Pharaoh and his establishment. Indeed, they have been a people defiantly disobedient.
قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون.
He said, My Lord, indeed I killed from among them someone, and I fear they will kill me.
So, dear listeners, as you were probably following us in the previous episodes, we mentioned that the story of Prophet has continued, and he is now coming back from Madian to Egypt, the city of which he escaped from in the very first place. Now, you may remember the reason why Moses escaped. I mean, what actually caused that great escape of Moses from Egypt? One of the main reasons was that he entered the city when he escaped the castle. He had a quarrel with Pharaoh himself. He escaped to the city, and right on that time when he entered the city, at that very moment, he saw some people struggling. He saw them having fight, but one of them was his own party. They used to know who Moses was. They were hoping for Moses to actually save them. And the other was one of the Coptic people, one of the people of Pharaoh. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ هَذَا مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. This is what we mentioned, I think it was the 15th verse of Surah Qasas. So what happened there is that his friend, the friend of Moses, asked for his help. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. And what happened as a result was فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Moses struck him with his fist and killed him. Now, so this is what happened. Moses hastened to help him in order to deliver him from the grips of that unjust, cruel man. And some commentators, you may remember that we mentioned, suggested that this enemy was one of the cooks of Pharaoh, and he wanted to force the Israeli man to carry the woods without giving him payment. So, فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Moses was a strong man, and Moses did not intend to kill that Coptic man. And this meaning is also understood from the verses that we discussed afterwards. But what happened as a result was the fact that he died. The man died, and Moses was scared. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُبِينٌ. And he knew that he had to ask for forgiveness of the Almighty Allah. So he said, رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَغْفِرْ لِي فَغَفَرَ لَهُ.
أُسْلُكْ
So, you may remember that, as we mentioned, Moses killed one of the Coptic men. Based on some commentaries, it was actually one of the cooks of Pharaoh. So, in that time, Moses tried to escape, and when Moses escaped, it was the time to enter Midian. Moses enters Midian, and we have a couple of events that we discussed so far. But this is where I want to mention the fact that when Moses is ordered by the Almighty Allah, even having these two miracles with him, Moses is a bit not prepared. So that's why he said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. Oh God, I've killed one of them. I've verily killed one of them, and I fear that they would slay me. So this is why Moses brings this issue up again, because Moses escaped in the very first place for this very main reason, and that's why Moses is going to turn back to the city, but still he needs help. That's why we will see that in the next verse, Moses asks the Almighty Allah for yet another help, which is an eloquent man in speech, and that is his brother Aaron. Now, we have got a lot to discuss regarding what is going to happen to Prophet Moses and his companions, what is going to happen to the people of Israel in that time. But what we know is that Moses has turned back to the city of Egypt in order to save these people, in order to help them, and they are still in need of Prophet Moses. But now this time, Prophet Moses has come back in the form of a prophet and having this apostleship. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We are done with the 33rd verse of Surah Qasas, and we will move on to the next verses in the next episodes, God willing. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.